gentlemen, we will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletins. Stay tuned to this station.
Was he unconscious, Charlie?
Unconscious?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you see, with Morgan, it's impossible to tell.
Oh, I see. Well, where is he now?
Oh, he's outside hanging around.
We'll bring him in. I want to see if he's all right.
Okay, I'll get him for you. You can talk to him. Oh,
you want to see me, Mr. Ferguson?
Yes, yes. It started told me that there was a little accident out on the target range.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel, Mortimer?
Huh?
I say, how do you feel?
Yes. Well, I got an awful headache in my stomach, so you have.
Well, you must be a little more careful on that target range.
Well, I didn't think they could hit me.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm out of season.
That's enough of that, Mortimer. Now, tell me what happened.
Well, you see, it was this way, Mr. Ferguson.
Yes.
I bent over to tie my shoelace.
Yes.
And that was how he let me have it.
Oh, I see. I thought he hit you in the stomach.
Well, he sort of hit me in the stomach when my back was turned.
Oh, I
Very humiliating.
Well, I hope you're not seriously injured. I hope you're not seriously injured.
Oh, I'm all right.
Well, that's good.
In a couple of days, I'll be sitting pretty again.
Starting each day right in tune with the season.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I. Good morning, Mr. Dean, my dear.
The patient's and one coffee's here. It's been served in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you. Well, now, let's see. 365 days times 4 cups of coffee times 50 years.
What are you doing?
I'm figuring out how many times I'm going to have a cup of this good coffee.
Mmm. Super rich.
I know it is. That's why I'm adding them up.
Delicious?
It's the next step better than delicious.
Right, and the price is thrifty, too.
Well, you know, I run into Jason Sanborn Coffee downtown a lot. At the good hotels and restaurants and clubs.
Yep, more and more of them are serving it all the time.
Folks, get Jason Sanborn, a super rich blend.
Drip or regular grind. It's
a cup of coffee that seems to say a very good morning to you. From the 1st of January to the last of December, holidays and all, you get the true spirit of Christmas the whole year round in Tate and Sanborn dated coffee. It's super rich, as full of flavor as a pudding full of plum. Freshly roasted, fragrant, it's more than coffee, it's friendship in a cup. And you get it at a saving. Better coffee for less is the Tate and Sanborn rule through our dating and distribution system. The dated coffee is rest from the roasting ovens to the stores, freshly roasted. It's dated the day your grocer receives it. So an inexpensive package is used, and you save money. This is holiday coffee the year around. Enjoy true friendship in a cup. Buy Chase and Sanborn dated coffee.
Hey, Abbott.
What?
Can you tell me that the colonel was the big boss around here in camp? Then how come that other guy has his name on all the doors?
What other guy?
Some guy named Private Seaman.
Oh, God. Hey, look. Talk, Ben. Let's get on with your examination. Hey, look.
Lou Costello, you dope. You know that.
But I know that. I've got to fill out this brain. Now, let's see. Name, Lou Costello.
Yeah. Home? One night a week.
No. Look, where did you come from?
Patterson.
Okay.
No, Patterson NJ.
No. All right. Patterson NJ. Married?
Yes, sir.
Child?
No, to a full-grown woman.
No, you don't know. I mean, have you any children?
Yeah, we got 4 children. Eenie, Meenie, Miney, and Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Why Wilbur? We didn't want any more.
Oh. All right, let's get this blank filled out. Will you please?
Yeah, let's get
now, will you listen to me, please?
Go ahead.
All right, let's see the next question here. Oh, yes. Born?
Sure, I was born. What did you do? Win me in a package of cracker jacks?
No. What day were you born?
I know it wasn't New Year's Eve.
Now, how do you know that?
Oh, let me stay at home on New Year's Eve.
Look, how old are you?
Well, I'd have been 24 in October, but for one thing.
Then what's that?
I was born in December.
All right. Now, if it was December, then you were born under Capricorn, the goat.
Born under a goat?
Well.
Where do you think we live? In a stockyard?
Abbott,
I'm telling you, I didn't have an anesthetic. I had a toothache.
Costello, please.
What did the dentist give you? So you wouldn't feel the pain. That's what I want to know.
Nothing. I'm narcotic, the dentist.
You mean allergic?
I mean narcotic.
Narcotic is a dope.
That's what I was. For going for the guy. But I thought even with him, I let him pull the wrong tooth.
The wrong tooth? Why do you tell the man with...
Why should I tell him? I'm no store picking.
Gotcha, look. The good thing I was only thinking about this examination. It's about you for the army and all that. But you'll never make a soldier as long as he is.
I won't, eh?
No.
Well, Abbott, I'll have you know that I'm the bravest man of death. This morning I saved the life of every soldier here that's sworn on. Every life I saved that's sworn on. Just this morning I saved in life.
You saved the life of every soldier here at Fort Ord?
Sure. How? I shot the cook.
Another war bulletin. The governor of the Dutch East Indies has declared war on Japan and ordered complete mobilization. This news was relayed to New York by NBC's correspondent Sidney Albright in Batavia. A bulletin from Shanghai. The Japanese Army and Navy surrounded the international settlement at 4:40 a.m. today and served notice on the commander of the U.S. gunboat Wake that war had been declared. And from San Jose, Costa Rica. Costa Rica declared war on Japan tonight. The other Latin American nations are expected to follow, so keep tuned to this station for further development. We return you now to Hollywood.
United States Defense Savings Bonds and Stamps.
Looking up the furniture to decide you, my darling, darling. I'm looking up here in Rogestidori book.
What?
Oh, darling. Rogestignoramity.
Rogestidori.
Oh, yeah, Rogestictionary. Yeah. Hey, let me hear you, darling. Garland is a loop, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A garland is a loop, and a loop is a hoop, and a hoop is a circle, and I'm getting dizzy over you, Judy.
Oh, Charlie,
dear. All right, Charlie. Judy has a song to do.
Yes, Charlie, it's Sing What the Sings in My Heart.
Go ahead, Judy, and sing it. Oh.
Dear, when you smiled at me, the melody, it haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Think with the strings of my heart. It was like a rhapsody. About her nest set apart. Our nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Think when the strings of my heart. Your eyes make skies seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating your song? My heart, sun like a breath of spring.
business comes first.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, business comes.
Yeah, we promised to get this order out by this evening, you know.
Yes, we did that. We did that.
We've got to get some new customers, too.
Yes, we got to get customers. That's right. Business is business.
Yes.
That's the business is business, yes. What do you mean, you business is business here?
Huh?
What are you just talking about? Haven't you heard of it?
No.
Judy and I have started a Christmas shopping service.
Oh.
That's right, Mr. Burden.
Yeah.
We're Santa Claus' helpers, Inc.
Thank you, that's right. Give them my motto, Judy, huh?
All right. If the Christmas rush makes you nervous and moody, take all of your troubles to Charlie and Judy.
Yeah.
Mr. Burden, how about you throwing a little business our way? Huh?
Yeah, what about it, huh?
Well,
around this time of the year, Judy and I could use a little, you know, extra money. You know, ammonia?
Ammonia?
Yeah, ammonia.
Yeah.
Very scary stuff.
Yeah.
Ammonia, that's what it is.
Ammonia.
Yeah, you know, it's better known as laughing lettuce.
Laughing lettuce.
Happy cabbage.
Yeah. Well, but what can you both do for me, though?
Well, we can do anything. Do your shopping, or there's your packages, and save you the trouble of standing in line at the post office.
Oh, well, now, you've got something there. Do you have a wrapping service?
Yeah, yes, we have that, too. Yeah, yes. We handle any package. Unless it's cake.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting, but what about trimming my tree?
Oh, we'll trim your tree. We'll trim your house.
Even trim the occupant.
No.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yes. And we have an alteration department, too.
Alteration department? Now, what's the word of that for?
Well, you buy the gift, and we order the price tag.
Oh, I see you.
That ought to be for you, Baggin.
All right.
You better make it snappy, too. We expect an awful rush to, you know, business now because it's on Christmas.
You're anticipating big business.
Yeah, we expect to be open 8 to 10 days a week at the rate we're going.
Yeah, you better hurry up, Mr. Burger.
Sure.
There's going to be an awful lot of confusion around our place.
Oh, yeah, it's a mess.
If you get the packages mixed up,
oh, goodness, yes. We'll have enough gifts left over to take care of all of our friends.
You do. Well, your wrapping service interests me. What do you charge to wrap a package?
10 cents.
All right. How much does the paper cost?
10 cents.
Well, you can't make any money that way.
Well, confidentially, but we show a small profit on this thing.
Oh.
We can do your shopping for you, too, Mr. Dillon. We know where the sales are.
I see.
Well, we can cut the expenses 50%.
Is that so?
That's almost half.
It is.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I am.
Yeah. But do you think you can make my money go any farther?
Oh, yes, and faster, too.
Well, I believe that, yes.
You specialize that.
Yeah. Well, I think you're very ambitious young people, and I'll do what I'll do. I'll pass this word around and see if I can't send you some business.
Yeah, and don't forget, we also have a baby minding service for shoppers.
Baby minding?
Yes. We call it the McCarthy and Garland Baby Bureau.
Huh?
We have a slogan for that, too.
Yeah. Let us hold your baby while you change presents.
Or vice versa.
We sing them lullabies, play catechism. We even count their cookies.
If
you care for
that sort of thing.
Well, I
personally
don't know.
Yes, we not only that, but we bottle them and we bathe them, too.
You bathe them?
Yeah. Every morning we bathe them from top to bottom, from stem to from beginning to we just dunk them. We dunk them.
We have special rates for movie-minded mothers.
Yeah, we have that, too. Yeah. Good.
In case any mothers want to go see a picture, we take care of the children.
Yeah, and we have a special prize, too, for those who go to see Look Who's Laughing.
Yeah. Well, that's all very interesting.
Yeah, but we need more business.
Oh.
Hey, Charlie, what about Ray Noble? Is he a friend of yours?
Not especially, no. Let's go to work on him.
Oh, Mr. Noble.
Noble. Mr. Noble. We've been friends for a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit short myself today.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hey,
Mr. Noble, are you aware of our boon to the Yuletide shoppers? Wrapping and unwrapping packages and babies?
Yeah. No, not babies. Yeah. Have you got a baby that you want us to watch?
Well, child, there's a baby waiting for me down at this. I prefer to watch them myself.
You won't be there, but you get there.
Well, Charlie, maybe Mr. Noble would be interested in our shopping service.
Now, that is something, really. Let us talk that up a little bit.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, it's my turn anyhow.
we could buy your sister's dress for you, Mr. Noble. How's that?
Oh, thanks awfully. Of course, I haven't yet decided what I'm going to give myself.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Well, who's got a smoking jacket?
Really, Judy, I don't know. I never smoked one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just wasting our time. That's all we're doing. Yeah.
Well, maybe we better just concentrate on the boys.
What boys?
Well, you see, we have a special service for our service men.
Oh, yes. We watch out for this one. How does it work?
Well, do you like to have sweethearts for them?
We even take their sweethearts out for them.
Oh, yes.
Well, is it their family for them?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think the boys would prefer to that all that sort of thing themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very practical.
Oh, but it is really nice and very pretty, too. Let's show them how we do it, Judy, huh?
All right. Now, Charlie's the soldier coming home on his furlough, and I'm the mother.
You're the mother, yes. That's right. Yeah, I'm coming home here. Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah. Hello, Mater.
Oh, so it's you. How did you get here so fast?
Boy, you turned it eight. just criminal right through it. Well, I tell you, Major, I came in a tank, Major.
A tank?
Yes, you know, one of those Fort Ord sedans, you know.
Why, you certainly look dirty. You're all full of soot.
Yes, well, you see, my job is to swab out the cannon. And speaking of cannon, that reminds me, where's Potter?
He's outside, isn't he? Did you get that last pair of socks he missed for you?
Yes, sir, dear. Yes, I'm using them for laundry bags.
Now, my boy, there's something I want to ask you. In all your letters, you told me how much you like working for Uncle Sam, but how do you like his wife?
Well, she's his wife? Who's that?
Anti-aircraft.
Oh, she's awful nice, too. How do you think I look, Major, though?
Oh, she looks all right, thank you. I'm a little disappointed in you, though.
Disappointed? Why?
You've been in the service for 3 weeks, and you're still a private.
Well, what did you expect?
If I'd only came home, you'd have some kind of fancy decoration on your arm.
Oh, I did have, but you left me a Del Monte.
Potter found himself mighty busy at this season of the year, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, supper, and when friends drop in between. If it's good coffee, people can't get enough. Yes, there's always a hearty welcome for Chase and Sanborn, a truly great coffee. It's coffee in the Christmas tradition with an abundance of super rich, friendly flavor. Yes, Chase and Sanborn Dated Coffee is just what you've always wanted. Superb coffee, freshly roasted, at a reasonable money-saving price. That's why this blend is so overwhelmingly popular. It's better coffee for less. Our famous dating and distribution system makes that possible. The freshly roasted coffee, fragrant and delicious, is less than the rest. Join us again next Sunday, won't you, when Charlie's guest will be Lana Turner. And in the meantime, don't forget, every time you say Chase and Sanborn, please, to your grocer, you're saying thank you to us. This is Buddy Swift saying goodnight to the makers of Station Show.